10 million fierce. This is Russ Dizdar. You know me, maybe the Ragged Edge Radio broadcast, shatterthedarkness.net, SIIUcrimes.com. Well, listen, 10millionfierce.com. Here's the first introductory audio concerning this. Now, it's been something that's been put in my heart years ago, and I've always been someone. I want to do the works of Jesus. I want to do the ministry. I want to do the Great Commission. I want to do it in the power of God. I want to see Jesus glorified, and I want to see as many people as possible get saved out of darkness, into the light, out of the power of Satan, to the power of God in Christ. Now, I want you to know that that's what all this is about. It is about the, in my life anyway, the Spirit of God's call to bring influence. And while we have the time to do this over this internet, over broadcast, satellite, AM, FM, radio stations, and to engage, I think in terms of 7 billion or more cell phones in the world. And 10 million fierce and all that we're going to do there is going to be very friendly to the cell phone. And then there's the laptop, then there's radio, then there's all of this. And we just want to join all of this, the very concept. Well, it is a call of God. It is a it is a call to revival. It is a call to come under the lordship of Jesus. It's a call to recognize who we are in Christ, what that call is, and the hour that we live in. Sometimes I look at subnormal Christianity, Sardis, the dead church, or Laodicea, the blinded church, and the powerlessness and the fruitlessness of those local churches anyway. And I'm sad to say, even as a person who's been on the field full-time for almost 45 years, serving Jesus, winning souls, seeing people get healed, delivered, seeing God do great things, and yet I believe the greatest things ever in history are just now and just before us. I believe in the darkest times of human history, don't let darkness talk to you. Don't let darkness intimidate you. Don't let darkness tell you it's all over. God is in charge. God is guiding. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You and I have the possibilities of doing some of the greatest things in all of human history, some of the greatest revival, some of the greatest advances in the kingdom of God. Now, that includes hundreds of millions worldwide getting saved. See, here's how I look at it. I want to reach out to my neighborhood. I want to reach out to the city I live in. It's about 73,000 people. But then we think in terms of the world, and we've got to become global in our understanding, global in our commitment to take the good news of Jesus to every single human being. That's the mission. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, the command to go. That's Matthew 28, the command to go. And then to teach everything, and then to be clothed in power, then to look at the book of Acts, where God sends angels, sends an earthquake, sends power, heals individuals, raises the dead, saves the thousands upon thousands, and puts down the devil again and again. Well, this is your introductory invitation to 10 million fierce. Think in terms of Acts chapter 8, Philip. What if there were 10 million? You do the study, you get there with God, and you take a look at it. What if there were 10 million that were just like Philip in Acts chapter 8? Maybe you can just get in there and do a little study today, and you can take a look today, and just see this second-generation believer. See him filled with the Spirit of God, evangelizing, confronted with the church being scattered and attacked and all of the threats that were going on. He didn't back away. He plunged deep into ministry, and you'll see him go into a very dark and I would say this, demonically, satanically dark little city. So you take a study of the book of Acts chapter 8. The premise of the influence of 10 million worldwide believers. The very foundation of that is on, well, the honor of Jesus, all that he is, all that he's done. I mean, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his sinless blood shed for us. And his promise of returning. But also, he said he'd build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail. That's you, and that's me, that's us as the body of Christ worldwide. So I want to pray that God's Spirit will just ignite you to the Word of God, to the Lordship of Jesus, with the realization that every single promise is yours. That now unto Him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all that we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. In this urgent day, in this urgent hour, when we see the broadest darkness we've ever seen in history, when we know that more is coming from biblical insight and biblical prophecy, when we know that the world is in great decline and deception and destruction, an indestructible hope, a hero of humanity, the Lord Jesus Christ, and His salvation, and His healing, and His deliverance, and His restoration of life, and the gift of eternal life in Jesus. Well, there's great promise. There's great truth. It's unchangeable. Though there's a dark side that wants to suppress it, silence it, the world, the flesh, and the devil always want to cripple the believer, yet in Jesus we've been given victory and empowerment over all of that. And we're to live empowered by God, guided by God, to see Him leading us in triumphal procession. And through us everywhere spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ. Become a soul winner. Become a powerful prayer warrior. Become someone that prays for the healing of others. Become someone that knows your authority, that can expel demons and command them out. Be the kind of believer in this day of darkness that you could walk through the valley of the shadow of death but fear no evil, because God Almighty is truly with you. I pray that God will unleash the power of the Spirit of God on you. Release every gifting that He desires you to have. Encourage you in His presence. Anywhere in the world, as many of you from 170 nations will hear this simple introductory message into 10 million fears. What if 10,000 people led somebody to Jesus this year, prayed for somebody to get healed, engaged somebody that had demons and commanded them out to see them free? Could you imagine how many? See, here's the difficulty. When believers are not what they're intended to be, what God intended us to be, that's the work of the enemy, the work of the flesh, the work of the fallen world system that wants to keep us from all of that. Yet God summons us, God calls us, God has designed us in Christ literally to be a powerhouse. And I think you see that in the book of Acts. I think you'll see that in the prayers of chapter 4. I think you'll see that in chapter 6 and chapter 8. And I think you're going to see it all the way through. Whatever they encounter, they stand up and serve. Whenever they're told to be silent, they refuse. Whenever they're persecuted, well, they make their stands. And there's times God sends angels. There's time that God brought an earthquake and brought Paul and Silas out of prison. Now, you got to understand, getting out in the field of human history and becoming that powerhouse, number one, your relationship with Jesus, going deep, broad, wide, in Scripture, in the Spirit of God, getting everything we can from Him, and then launching into the mission of Jesus to win the world to Christ, your neighbors, your family, your friends, your city, your church. It's got to be, if it's going to be a powerhouse, it must be a soul-winning church. And we're going to do the prayers of Jesus in healing, seeing people healed, inside inner healing that's needed in the world today. There's so many damaged individuals and so many spiritually deceived and demonized, and we've got to expel that. Lead them out, lead them to Christ, lead them to God, continue the work, be strong, be mighty in Christ. 10 million fierce. You can sign up and put your first name and location on the map. 10millionfierce.com. 10millionfierce.com. This is the introductory audio number one. We're going to have 2 and 3, and then specific training, and then the training course, the Book of Acts. Well, it'll have, when it's all finished, it's already started and moving on. It'll have over 150 separate audios going through the book of Acts, going through the power of God, going through the mission of God and how he does things through your life and what your life can be. Well, I will see you in audio number two. God's blessing on you to the glory of a Savior who gave it all for us. Hallelujah.